Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the 5 o'clock happy hour. And my little buddy Dominic has slid into the secret bunker location in Milwaukee. How you doing, man?
Oh, Crudy, I am great. Thanks, buddy. Good to join you and Fancy Brian, our fair audience, as well. A little tired, I got to be honest, man. Did not stay up late to watch Tony Evers, governor of the state of Wisconsin.
He was done by 8 o'clock, man. He was done before the Badger game.
Oh, man, I went to the Bucks game last night, saw the Greek Freak put down 50 with the family. We had a blast. So I got home a little bit later than normal, and I had a little catching up today, but I'm here and ready to go, man. Happy hour.
You know, the last guy I saw bragging about his Bucks tickets was Mark Thompson on Monday night. You recall, you were there. We were at the bar, and he's like, I could have been at that game. I'm like, you got season tickets, man. You could have been at every game.
I know. Dude, he texted me. He said, it's great to see you. I said, likewise. He said, I can't make it to the game, man. You want tickets? I'm like, no, man. I'm bringing the family. I can't take two and leave the kids up top. So I had to turn him down. But thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Maybe next time.
Why has Mark never offered me tickets? Yeah. Hey, Dominic, let's talk about a story I think we probably touched on yesterday on the air, although that was yesterday's show, so I forget. But Mazars USA, the accounting firm of the former president, is now the former accounting firm.
Right.
They fired the guy, right? And they said, yes. Do not rely upon any of the information we have given in the last decade.
And we take it all back.
Well, we talked about the fact, Dom, that, you know, that might make it a little sticky wicket when it's time to renew the notes down at Deutsche Bank. But let's assume Trump is toxic. And, you know, if Mazars USA fires you, you ain't getting another better accounting firm to slide on in.
Unfortunately, Arthur Anderson disappeared after Enron, so he's going to have to go overseas to get that money.
Well, between a history of stiffing people and cooking the books, he's not exactly a choice client. You know, I know how my accountant must feel. but anyways, I never thought about it in this regard. I was almost gleeful. You know, the debt's coming due, and it's a lot of debt. And sure, it's securitized debt, but if you've been lying about the value of the underlying assets, you're still not going to get a renewal on that debt. And I know you said they may not call him due now, not today, not while he's still paying debt service on the debt. But eventually, they balloon, they arm, whatever happens, they come due. Right. Paper always comes due. You know, at least in commercial lending, because you don't get fixed terms. Not the way Trump borrows. But if Deutsche Bank will not renew, and he ain't going to U.S. Bank.
Well, and Deutsche Bank won't. If I recall, and I saw this yesterday reinforced, I thought maybe it was a newer article, but it's from last year. Deutsche Bank dumped him last year, so he's not getting his money from Deutsche Bank. That's not happening.
Okay, so the loans come due. What do you do?
Well, what else do they do? I mean, what did the Trump kids say years ago? Where did they get their funding from?
Russia,
baby! Russia.
Well, but he's still a bad credit risk, and he's not going to have securitized assets.
Well,
you know,
see,
what I mean?
Here's the thing. You're looking at this in all the wrong way. You're assuming a bad credit risk, certainly, but that's not the point. The point is to have a willing accomplice to launder some money. Now, if you're looking for that, what you need is somebody who's compromised, someone who has some challenges, someone who would be motivated to engage in nefarious behavior to save his own ass. And it also strikes me as perhaps not coincidental that the guy had 15 boxes and God knows how much other information is taken from the White House and put in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, there's no doubt that he could leverage national security, you know, to get some, you know, dirty money. Why wouldn't he? What has he got to lose?
Well, now I think you're getting to the point, the deeper point I was trying to make. A desperate Trump cornered with no financial options? What's he got? Not good looks anymore? Hell, he can't even put his wife on the corner. She's, you know, aged.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, you know, Ivanka
probably. Well, it's legal
probably,
in Vegas, but yeah, okay.
Some places it's legal. Yeah, you know, I'm not suggesting human trafficking. But, you know, if Trump's a desperate man, he'd put his ass on the corner.
Hey, what consenting adults do is what consenting adults do.
As long as money changes hands in the proper states and jurisdictions.
And leave the money on the, you know, the money on the counter isn't for the sex, it's for the sandwich. Thanks, honey.
Well, here's the point. Trump's got to sell his ass. Ass, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free.
Right.
And Trump really only has state secrets left. Because the assets, they're diminished, man. Who wants to launder money through a guy who is under direct scrutiny from the FBI or the Department of Justice or state courts? I mean, he's got various courts. He's got everybody looking at him. I've been on paper. I've been on probation. This is worse, I bet. I'm just saying, in terms of, you know, fighting outside investors, well, I'm not so sure that even the typical money laundering, I don't think a couple of $5 million cash condo purchases, you know, on properties worth substantially more, then they get flipped or whatever. But at the end of the day, Dom, it's going to take a lot of $5 million is to fill in multi-hundred million dollar holes. The guy needs half a billion to $1 billion, man. That's a little more than you can, you know, launder through the tip jar.
No question about it. So it would have to be a big operation. But listen, there's a couple of things to that. First of all, you know, the accounts aren't frozen yet. And there are some, you know, legitimate, there is a building there. It may not be worth, you know, X plus 200 million, but there is something there. So he might be able to collateralize something. But the four-page letter that he put out the other day, was that yesterday? I mean, it's fear.
Overnight. Yes.
I mean, he is scared. And he continues, as he has done, if you look at how Donald Trump works, to lay down the foundation of the groundwork for the future defense. And what did he say specifically? Well, my brand, hell, it's worth it at least $3 billion, perhaps substantially more. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, man, a bargain at any price. Who's going to buy the Trump brand? But if he looks at that as a justification for the variance in valuation, because he said it a long time ago, well, it depends on how I'm feeling is how I think my brand, what I think my brand is worth.
But Dominic, I think you disregard the timelines, because the timeline, and Trump last night dropped this 4-page statement, let's call it, you know, had the girl posted on Twitter for him. But Donald Trump was substantiating his net worth with 2014 documentation that came through Mazars. And Mazars made it very clear on February 9th, their financial representations about Trump's net worth are not to be relied upon. And you talk about the long time ago when Trump was bragging about the value of his net worth. If I'm in a good mood, it's worth more. Well, you know where you heard that? You heard that at the Iowa Freedom Summit in Des Moines, Iowa, in January of 2015. At that time, he was using and utilizing the inflated values of the Mazars financial statements, and he was saying, if I'm in a good mood, I'm worth $10 billion. You'd be so proud of me. Can't wait till this little audit's done and I can release my taxes.
You'll be so proud.
Well, that was his peak. That was Donald Trump's peak. Candidate Trump. Because let's not forget, if you and I, and we've talked about this before, Dom, if it was all just a way to, you know, burnish the brand, all just a way to grift, make a little money. I mean, hell, we've heard it many times. Trump never even wanted to win the presidency. Not really, really. His ego might have wanted to win. Certainly didn't want to do the job. But he was in it for the money. He was in it for the grift. This is a guy that's always been illiquid. How many different ventures has this guy gone belly up on, right?
Yes.
Every single time. And I don't care if he's done corporate bankruptcies. He's still stiffing the investors each and every time. Because all he's doing is putting his supposed $3 billion brand name on it. And suddenly it's worth more. people will pay a premium to stay at Trump Towers? Maybe in 2015, but not so much anymore, baby.
Right. Not so much anymore. And then you have to be concerned if you're, you know, a nefarious lender. Say you got some money to launder. Say you're in some organized crime syndicate.
I mean, who do you
overseas.
See? Vinny on the corner? I mean, do you go to the mob for $500 million? And what's the big on that look like?
This is my point. Even then, unless it's some sort of quick transaction, you know, even someone loan sharking some money to the guy would have to be concerned about being able to pay it back, because if something goes south for Donald Trump and the Trump organization, they start freezing accounts. Well, now you're locked up. And, you know, Donald Trump's got security. It's not like you can go by and break the guy's thumbs or break his knees to make sure you get your money paid back. You know, he's got Secret Service. But it's not just the grift. Well, of course,
is that the problem?
Now,
the fact that he's under constant Secret Service. Right. If you think his knees are worth $5 billion each, man? I mean, how do you collateralize such a thing?
you don't. You don't. And it's not just the money that he's after. And now when we've seen it specifically in office, what he craves and what he really, really needs is protection from litigation.
Oh,
he needs,
thought you were going to say Ivanka, but go ahead.
He needs protection from being sued. He needs the Office of Legal Counsel of the government to say he is the president of the United States and therefore you cannot prosecute him. That's what he needs. If he's going to run, and maybe he runs, maybe he doesn't.
Yes, he's going to run?
Well,
come on, man. You've
run.
Been wrong about this topic since day one.
I'm not clear enough to pull the tape for me, Crudy. But define run. Is he going to do it from the jail cell? Anybody could run, Crudy. You ran for governor. You know,
why do people keep throwing that in my face?
But did you really? I mean, perhaps by the book you did for a minute, but he's not going to run, dude. He might run, but if he does, he's certainly not going to win. And what he needs is legal protection more than anything.
Well, that's what they said in 2016. And of course, he would have won in 2020 had they not rigged the election.
You shouldn't even say that, man. The other conservatives are going to cut that up and say, see, Crudy said it. It's a rigged election.
I would say one thing. Go ahead, make it quick.
Rantham, Ram Jam, the Looney Tunes guy running for governor here in the state of Wisconsin, talked about hand-filled out paper ballots, hand-counted paper ballots. You know, actually, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. If there's any idea, that's the one I'm with.
You're wrong!
I live in a bigger, more beautiful apartment, and I live in the White House, too, which is really great.